Welcome back, damnable heresies. Pastor, please, when we talk about damnable heresies, what comes to your mind, sir?
Damnable. Mm. That is heresies. Mm. Heresies. False teachings.
False teachings.
Or wrong teachings that will lead a believer, supposed believer, or lead man generally to destruction. Mm. You see, something happened in the Garden of Eden that led us to where we are today. Mm. In Genesis chapter 3, from verse 1, maybe the first three verses.
Okay. And the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field,
okay,
which the Lord God had made.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
Uh-huh.
And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
What, you see where the first heresy took place? It is a challenge to the word of God.
My Lord and God.
It's a challenge to the word of God. What is it to do? It is going to make you to take a departure from the word of God. Now, so you see it here. It began from there. So see the way he injected it. What did he say?
Verse 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it.
That is the word of God.
Neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman.
Now, see, the damnable heresy now. What did he say?
Ye shall not surely die.
God is saying you will die. Another serpent, gospel is saying you will not surely die. Now, you see why it is heretic. Now, intellectualism came in play there. Because Satan was now redefining the word death. Because we as man, death is a cessation of life.
True.
When life ceases, you die.
That's true, sir.
Now you will not die. Okay, eat it and see whether you will die. Did you die? When it actually partook of that tree, did she die?
No.
With the definition of death.
Death.
Because the actual death is permanent separation from God. Now, serpent makes you to see only the physical. He does not allow you go beyond the physical. That is why Bible, I think it's Romans 8, it said to be carnally minded
is death.
That is, you just look at it and you know you will not die. That is why it is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's death in it. So when you talk of damnable heresy, we saw that adding to or subtracting from the word of God brings death. That's why you see Revelation 22. And verse 18 and verse 19.
Revelation 22, verse 18 and 19.
Yes.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of this prophecy, the prophecy of this book.
Yes.
If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the word of this book, of the prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book.
You see, when you catch the effect of the consequence of not holding tenaciously to the word of God, when you catch it, you will see every reason to refuse to be diverted. That's why Apostle Paul made reference to it in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Verse what, sir?
Verse 2.
2 Corinthians 11,
verse
2.
Three.
For
verse
I am four. Jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband.
Read up to verse 4. Yes.
That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Is that not Adam and Eve? Adam, Christ is referred to as the last Adam.
That's true.
He has a wife. That's why we are called the bride.
Amen.
Exactly what happened physical is what is happening now spiritual. Apostle Paul is warning us.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent began through his subtlety.
Through what?
His subtlety.
They are subtle.
So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus.
So there is another
Jesus.
Jesus.
Whom we have not preached.
Yes.
Or if you receive another spirit, which
another
you have not received.
Spirit.
Or another gospel.
Another sermon.
Which you have not gospel. Accepted. Okay. You might well bear with him.
Now, so that you understand why Apostle Paul kept warning that they will come with feigned words. Feigned words.
And
you know, the emphasis there is feigned. Feigned words. Mm. But in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
That's right.
It's important that we take, you know, note of this.
Okay.
1 Timothy chapter 4.
Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly. Now, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith.
They will do what?
Depart from the faith.
You see, it is about departure. What will happen?
Giving it to seducing spirits.
Why? They listen to seducing spirits.
And doctrines of devils.
And that is the another gospel. Doing what?
Speaking lies in hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
You know, and when we preach the way we preach, people don't know what we are warning them about. What a watchman does is to warn.
Amen.
People don't understand what we are doing in Brand Assembly, church, and generally, what the end time message is all about. It is about a warning.
Amen.
Warning that you don't depart. You don't depart from the apostolic faith. Remember that Satan is in the... You see, people don't know the effect of error, and people don't even know when they are in error.
Effect of error.
Yes. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ told us in John chapter 14,
John
verse 6.
Okay.
John 14, 6.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
What is the way to the Father?
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus said he is
the way.
That's why one of our hymns we sing... He said, from Bethlehem's manger came forth a stranger. On earth I long to be like him. My faithful Savior, how rich his favor. On earth I long
to be like him.
Now the chorus goes this way.
All through life's journey.
All through life's journey.
From earth to glory.
All through life's journey. From earth to glory. I long to be like him. The emphasis there is the journey from earth to glory. The songwriter says, see me through, Lord Jesus, see me through. See me through, Lord Jesus. He say, there is a race I must run. There is a victory to be won. The emphasis there is, see me through. What is a race? A race is a movement from point one to point two to see who will get there and get the crown. There is the prize for our high calling. There is a prize, the Bible says so. The prize for our high calling. We press towards the mark. There is that prize. It is waiting somewhere. It is waiting at this point. It is waiting. Let me put it, let me just illustrate it here. This is where the prize is. Sorry, prize.
The prize.
That's where the prize, the crown of glory, that's where it is. Now, take note. This is where the earth is. Somewhere here. This is where Gabriel Onyejeka This is where all the Christians are on earth here. Our journey is a straight path. From earth to glory. I want you to take note. Now there's something in the military during our in those days I was my military training. When it comes to night movement, what we use is a compass.
Night movement.
It is night movement to find your way through the darkness. The map of the area is given to you, and grid references are given to you, and you are already trained to lay the map on the ground, the leader, and then map out. You will find out through the map where the position you are in, and through the grid references on that map. Every map has them there. Then you locate it, and through this, they tell you where the location you are in now. With this grid, you will know where you are. And then where you are going to, that's what pilots use. True. You know, that is why a ship in the sea. You know, there's no road.
True.
You know, there is no road, there is no nothing to make reference to. You are just out there. So what you are to look is that there is a degree that for you to move on, a compass is given to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's an equipment called the compass.
That's right.
That shows you the direction. When you place it on where you are, with reference to where you are going, this where you are, reference to where you are going, the leader is always one, only one, given to the group. With a leader, the group leader, the commander of that group, where you are, the fivefold ministry.
Hallelujah.
Where you are.
Yes, sir.
From earth
to glory.
To glory. And it gives you the degree. So degree. And you put the compass pointing at that degree. And it is when you see it. Now the leader must have the ability to put that calculation right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you miss the calculation from here to your reference point, where you are going, if you miss it, take note of what I want to bring up. By 1 degree. You see, 1 degree, just 1 degree.
Just 1 degree.
Just 1 degree.
Just 1 degree away from where you are. You are going to start here, but you miss it by 1 degree. This is what happens as you take off, because you miss it by 1 degree. Watch how you'll be going as time goes on. Did you notice you are getting farther and farther and farther and farther from the point? And farther and farther and farther and farther. By the time you reach somewhere where, according to the time you are now supposed to reach your destination, when you reach there, you will discover, instead of glory, it is hell.
Hey.
My God.
Wow.
By 1 degree.
By 1 degree. So imagine that you miss it.
By 10 degrees.
By 10 degrees.
By 10 degrees. So see where you will go. Here now, it will be lake of fire. You see why the spirit of error is dangerous.
Very dangerous.
You see why the spirit of error is dangerous. By 1 degree. 1 degree. Now, when you are moving initially, you don't know you are away from the mark. But you see why the church that started at Pentecost. You see, when they were drifting away, I mean, the church at Pentecost started, it was one faith.
Amen.
One baptism.
One Lord. One baptism.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Is it one faith today?
At all. Thousands of faith.
Now, as years go by, so that is why this topic you are taking, damnable heresy, is important. You will miss the mark. You will miss the mark. I remember, well, maybe I'll come to that later, because maybe you want to ask me what is the solution.
Yes, sir. Well, we're getting to
you
that.
You know, maybe. Now, watch it. You know, when we stress this in the scripture that we just, you know, what happened is that if you read that Second Corinthians chapter 11 again, read it from verse 13.
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles.
What did he call them?
Transforming
false
themselves.
Apostles.
They are false apostles, and there are so many in the land today. Apostle this, apostle that, apostle this. And then why are you pointing the people to? What did he call them?
Deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
Transform themselves into the apostle. Into the apostle of Christ. They transform themselves. But what do? The same way they preach to Eve. In the Garden of Eden, the same way they are preaching to Christ Eve now, the bride, the Christian fool. Now, watch it. Every scripture that pertained to salvation, watch the interpretation they give from there, something carnal. That is, you know, that is their trademark. They will give the story of Esther, they will give prosperity to it.
Their trademark.
That is their trademark. Everything. They will not go beyond this bolting you, you know, to the end. That is the problem we have.
But sir, we know that these damnable heresies have eaten up Christianity, but like you, what exactly is the solution?
No, I've not finished. Because people don't still understand this journey we're talking about. What does the Bible expect of us? That is what we are watching at. That's what the entire message, you know, is all about. I said, Jesus said he is the way. If it's a way, and he's the point of focus. And people are not catching that this journey that we are in, I mean, this Christian faith, is that it's not ending here. We are only, the songwriter said, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through.
Hallelujah.
There's a country far beyond the starry sky.
Hallelujah.
You see, I look over Jordan. What did I see? Coming for to
Hallelujah.
Carry me home.
Hallelujah.
You know, and all the, such songs that people who are heavily bound, you know, got the inspiration to keep them going. You know, there's in a land where we never grow old.
I have heard of a land. Amen.
You know, and all those songs. Motivational speakers don't sing such songs.
At all.
Which land are you talking about? I think one of them even said,
yes,
that song, this one is not my home, or something like that.
It's a funeral song.
You know, it's a funeral song. Yes, it's a funeral song because I am dead in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. It's a funeral song for those who are dead in Christ. Those who are not dead in Christ, you know, that song is not applicable to them.
Hallelujah.
I want you to note why the Bible gave us this warning in Matthew chapter 7. Let's read some scriptures.
Right.
I believe we can read them.
Yes, sir.
I believe we can read them. If Brad TV will give us some time.
Okay, sir.
Today to read. Let's read.
Verse what, sir?
13 and verse 14.
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life,
and
few there be that find it.
You see, when they hear scriptures like this, is the reason why Christ said many are called, but few are chosen. Because only few will find it. But remember, I've always added for all of you, particularly in the entire message, all of you in Brother Assembly, all of you generally followers of Mr. William Brown, I have found it. I have found it. I have found it. I have found it. To find something is different from being part of it.
Mm. Hey, man of God, say it again, sir.
To find
these gates,
you find the gate
different from entering.
It's different from entering.
Wow.
Okay, now. Mm. So you can find it and point people, see it.
And yourself, you know.
And
that.
You don't be showing people, but you, because you cannot enter, you cannot take people to enter.
Mm. Wow.
It takes somebody who is inside now to draw people inside. There are people that are just like Agbero that load the people. As there are more in the enter message than anywhere. Load the people inside the bus, and then themselves will not go. Mm. And they'll just collect their commission, call tithe and offering. You know, issue of tithe is a serious issue in the enter message.
That's true.
Oh my, the serious issue. And they will have special box in their pulpit. In fact, they don't play with it.
I find it very hard to believe that. I don't know. There's a way.
But they will point you to the way, the message. Hmm. But they themselves cannot be part of the message. Hmm. This is very serious. Hmm. That's why I want to stress and continue to stress this aspect of this damnable, you know, heresies. You know, so that you be careful about the things you believe and think it will lead you home. And meanwhile, it will lead you to damnation. And the remedy for that
is
in the Bible. We read the first one. Don't add. Don't subtract. William Branham put it this way. Say what the text say. And what it's saying there is not telling you, come and start playing tape messages. It's telling you, get the message there, what he's saying, and stay with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Get the message and stay with it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Understand what he's telling you. It was so important, he knew that some people would try to come and wrestle what he's saying, you know, and put people away. And that is the reason why you will see in the journey Israel leaving Egypt to the promised land, it is a type of the church moving from earth to glory.
Hallelujah.
Now the injunction that were given to them, let's read some of them. Okay. So that you catch why this emphasis. First and foremost, Ezekiel. Okay. Ezekiel saw the cherubims, and there was something, a characteristic of note of the cherubims. Chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
Concerning their movement. Verse 9, what did he say? See there.
Their wings were joined one to
another. The wings of those cherubims were joined.
They turned not when they went. They turned not when they went.
They were focused.
They went everyone straight forward.
How did they go?
Straight forward.
In a straight line. Verse 12 again of that same chapter 1.
And they went everyone straight forward.
You see the emphasis there. They went everyone
straight forward. Whither the spirit was to go, they went. And they turned not when they went.
And they did not turn. They were focused. And verse 17 again.
When they went upon their foresight. And they turned not when they went.
They did not turn. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 10.
Chapter 10, verse 11.
Hallelujah.
When they went upon their foresight.
What did he see?
They turned not as they went.
They turned not as they went.
But to the place whither the head looked, they followed it. But to the place whither the head looked, they followed it.
They followed the head.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Because he was the compass.
Amen.
Of the direction they were going.
Amen.
And verse 22.
Verse 22. And the likeness of their faces was the same face which I saw by the river Chebar. Their appearance and themselves. They went everyone straight forward.
Straight forward. See, when the Lord Jesus was to teach his disciples how to pray, there's a statement he added. They say, thy will be done
on
earth as it is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
In heaven, obedience.
Matthew 6:10. Yes, sir.
in heaven, the service of God there is about obedience. Go, they go. Stop, they stop. And they followed the Spirit. And in the wilderness, there was a pillar of fire. There was the presence of the angel that was manifested as a pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
Amen.
Where he moved, he go. Wherever he moved with them all through the Red Sea. Hey, they were crying. Amen.
Amen.
But my Lord knows the way.
Hallelujah.
Through the wilderness.
Hallelujah.
They saw Red Sea, they were crying. But they didn't make a way for them.
He did. Amen. He did.
I mean, follow him.
Amen.
You see, and immediately he came to the book of Numbers as the journey continued. Chapter 20 and verse 17. Listen to what he said.
Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country.
Now he was telling who, you know, they were going to pass through the Edomites, the country of Edom. So this was their request. What did he say?
Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields, nor through the vineyards.
We will not pass through
the fields or through the vineyards. Neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand.
We will not turn to the right.
Nor to the left.
Nor to the left.
Until we have passed.
It is our compass that took us through this direction.
Hallelujah.
We are not here. We are in this world, but not of this world.
Amen.
We will not eat your idolatry food.
Amen.
We will not be part of your culture.
Amen.
We are only passing through. Oh, amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
In Deuteronomy chapter 2, and verse 27. And that is a type of the church, I hope you know. That was the natural church.
That's right.
Okay. Verse 27. Deuteronomy 2, 27.
Let me pass through thy land. I will go along by the highway. I will neither turn unto the right hand, nor to the left hand.
Now Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32.
Deuteronomy 5, 32. Okay. Ye shall observe to do therefore.
Hear as the commandment, Gabriel.
Amen.
Ye shall observe to do therefore, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Ye shall not turn to the right, turn aside to the right hand, nor to the left.
In that commandment. Stay with what God tells you to do.
Total obedience.
Total obedience.
Complete submission.
Chapter 17, Deuteronomy. And verse 11.
My God.
According to the sentence of the law which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgments which they shall tell thee, thou shalt do. Thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee, to the right hand, nor to the left.
And Deuteronomy 28, verse 14.
My God.
Verse 14.
Yes.
And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I commanded this day. To the right hand or to the left. To go after other gods to serve them.
Just stay straight. So that you understand Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25.
Proverbs 4, 25.
Yes.
Stay straight.
What did he say? Let thy eyes be what?
Proverbs 4, 25. Let thy eyes look right on. Let her eyes look right on.
Right on.
And let her eyelids look straight before thee.
Straight before thee. That is, be fixed in your gaze.
Amen.
Be fixed so that you will understand why in Matthew chapter 6, you were trying to quote that place before. Let's read it from verse 19.
Matthew 6 from verse 19. Yes. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth.
Okay.
Where mortar.
Because this is where the distractions come. When you have so much treasures on earth, that is where the temptation comes in. Read on.
Where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body
where
is the eye.
Your treasure is,
there will your heart be also.
The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of
light. Again.
The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, that whole body shall be full of light.
Single. Straight. Go on, the next
verse. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?
The last verse, 4:24.
No man can serve two masters. For either we hate the one and love the other.
You either will follow this degree or you follow this other degree. You cannot hold the two together.
That's right.
It's not possible.
If you follow here, you lose here. If you follow here, you will lose here. You follow here, you will lose here. If you follow here, you will lose here. You cannot hold the two together. You cannot hold heaven and the earth together. People are not understanding it. People are not understanding it. We're on a journey, brethren. So that you understand why they gave that law, Proverbs 22, about 28.
Proverbs 22, verse 28.
Yes.
Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set.
Now. So you understand the restoration ministry.
Amen.
Restoring the heart
of the children.
Of the children.
Back to their the fathers.
To the faith of the fathers.
Amen.
Why? Who are our apostolic fathers? That is the ministry of restoration.
Amen.
Now, who are our apostolic fathers? Our apostolic fathers laid the foundation.
Amen.
They too, they started the journey.
Amen.
From earth to glory. And they left landmarks because they know their children of the faith will be coming behind them. When they move, they will leave a mark. When they move, the so that you will know.
Hallelujah.
You know, now in a map, while you take your grid reference, there are landmarks you will see from point A to point B.
For identification.
And they are to remind you, you are on track.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
They are to remind you, you are on track.
Wow.
This sign shall follow them that believe.
It's a landmark.
It's a landmark.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
to
God.
Amen.
Glory. Can you be in a ministry that it is just cold and Christian faith is an evidence-based faith.
Amen.
Okay. They move again, they left and landmark. They move, they left landmark. Landmark. And this landmark that you see here include love.
Christian character.
Christian character. Holiness.
Thank you. Gifts of the Spirit.
That's right.
The spiritual gifts.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That keep you going.
Church order safe.
It includes church order.
That's right.
Amen and amen.
Our foundation.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
When you begin to move away,
amen and
you
amen.
Will miss all this. You will not see water baptism in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You have left the landmark.
You have left the landmark. That's why you will hear them say that water baptism has expired. Because you don't have any landmark along this line to confirm whether you are right or wrong. You see? And move on. Keep moving on. You will soon discover there's nothing like Trinity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everybody says it one
more. Amen and amen.
You will discover women pastors.
They're not allowed.
It's wrong.
Amen.
You will deal with women
pastors. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
You will discover they are all landmarks.
They're speaking in tongues.
They are apostolic faith.
Hallelujah.
They are landmarks.
Amen.
Then he said, remove not. They call it the ancient landmark because this landmark was set 2,000 years ago.
Hallelujah.
By our apostolic fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remove them because if you remove them, you will have nothing to know whether you are still on the track or not.
That's right.
It is the attempt of Satan to move you away to another gospel, to another degree in that compass of the journey from earth to glory. The attempt, that is when they begin to bring different versions of the Bible. International version, new international version, New King James version, this one version, this one version, and people are not catching it. That the gospel is being watered down.
That's right.
Things are being injected to take you away
the original and
the original pathway.
My God.
You follow that pathway of those versions, you will not see this landmark.
Yeah. But will you see anything? Will you find anything on the way?
You will see what they want you to see.
Women
that will keep you going until you reach hell.
My God.
That's why they are called damnable heresies.
You, as you're speaking, I just remember the scripture, Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths.
Ask for what?
For the old paths.
Oh, thank you very much.
Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls.
Where will you find rest?
That old path. Where is the good way?
Will lead you to rest. Where you will find the rest. The rest is not in the journey part of journey. Where you will end.
Amen.
Come to me, all ye that labor heavy laden, and I will give you rest. To give you the rest, there's a pathway you will follow.
Hey,
some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire,
and all through the blood.
Through the blood. To where? To that place of rest. You see?
Pathway to rest.
And say, ask. And if you ask, there is such the scriptures.
Amen.
In them, you think you have life, and they are they
testify,
that show the ancient landmarks.
But the concluding part of the scripture says, "But they said, we will not walk
there." That is it. They said they will not walk there. So where will they end up? They will end up either in fire.
Wow, this is a very, very interesting illustration from our pastor.
You know, these things we are saying look, you know, as funny as it appears, but it's a serious issue.
Very serious, sir.
And that is what is misleading the people. And you are asking me a question.
The solution, the remedy.
When you miss it, you cannot replot it from here. You have to come back.
Back to the starting point.
Back to the original.
Back to the beginning.
And that is the end time message. And that's why before the rapture takes place, it begins with the shaft. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16.
Amen.
Verse 16.
1 Thessalonians 4:16.
Yes.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Now, that's the first stage. Now, listen. It's not just a message. It's not just, it's not even a call. He specifically said a shout. A shout connotes, you know,
a loud cry.
A loud speech. If you are close to me, will I shout?
At all.
Shout because you have gone far from your pathway. So, and the person shouting cannot follow you there. He is here on his pathway here.
Come back.
And when he reach here, he want to turn and look at his Christian brothers. All he sees is denomination. You ask somebody, are you a Christian? I'm redeemed. I'm Catholic. I am bride. I am this. They know more about their denomination than they know Christ. They know more about the way to their church than the way to heaven. They know more about their pastor than they know of Jesus Christ. They study to know their denominational creed and dogmas and know nothing about the word of God that pertains to salvation. When you talk, you see them. How are you going to talk to them?
You shout.
The gap there is too wide. Therefore, you have to shout. And they cannot cross. They can only come back and start the journey again. Come back to the word of God. And that is the end time message.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. This is a sermon in the studio. Thank you so much, sir. I will take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue this interesting discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.